So Hector threatened at first to sweep clear to the sea through huts and ships of the Achaeans, killing along the way, but when he reached the line of packed defenders, he stopped dead in his tracks. His adversaries, lunging out with swords and double-bladed spears, beat him away so that he stepped back, shaken. Then he cried, "Trojans, Lycians, Dardans, fight hard here. They cannot hold me, not for long, by making bastion closed in line together. No, I can see them break before the spear. If it is sure I have the first of gods behind me, here is consort, lord of thunder." Shouting, he cheered them on to the attack. And Priam's son, Deiphobus, inflamed by a great hope, moved out ahead, his round shield forward as he trod, cat-like, compact behind it. Then Meriones took aim and cast his shining spear, a direct hit on the round shield of bull's hide, but no breakthrough. The long haft snapped off at the blade. Deiphobus had held his shield before him at arm's length to counter that hard blow, and now Meriones retired amid his company, full of rage to see spearhead and victory broken off. Rearward he went along the huts and ships to get a long spear left inside his hut. The rest fought on, with long-drawn battle cries, and Telamonian Teucerus drew first blood by killing a son of Mentor, herder of horses, Imbrius the pikeman. He had lived at Pedaeus before the Achaeans came, and had a young wife, Midesicaste, born of a slave to Priam. When the rolling ships of the Danaans beached, he journeyed back to Ilion, stood high, and lived near Priam, who ranked him with his own sons. Teucerus gashed Imbrius under the ear with his long weapon, then withdrew it. Down the Trojan went, as on a hilltop, visible far and wide, an ash hewn by an axe puts down its verdure shimmering on the ground. So he went down, and round him clanged his harness wrought in bronze. Teucerus rushed in to strip him. As he did so, Hector aimed a thrust with his bright spear, but the alert man swerved before the point, escaping by a hair's breadth. Hector hit a son of Cteatus Actorides, Amphimachus, with a spear thrust in the chest just as he joined the fight. He thudded down, and his armor clanged upon him. Hector lunged to pull away the brave man's fitted helm, and Ajax reached for Hector with his spear, but nowhere shone his bare flesh, all concealed by his grim armor. Ajax hit his shield boss hard and forced him backward, making Hector yield the dead. Achaeans drew them off. Stichius and Menestheus, in command of the Athenians, bore Amphimachus amid the Achaeans. As for Imbrius, one Ajax and the other, fast and bold, took him as lions carry off a goat under the noses of a biting pack into a forest undergrowth. Aloft, clear of the ground, they lug him in their jaws.